untold truth about the great religious cover-up.
No kura yen kaya mwa sem ya efa nyamsumwa esumbo nensi edi bibi akataso.
And so the assurance. Assurance is that if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Again, we know that it is said that if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We have used the Bible as the mainstay of our study. And so we've been enlightened as we continued. And we have been challenged to make very important decisions
of our life.
And since we love the Lord, you shall experience the Lord anew.
And
be baptized if you have to.
And
your life will never be the same again. So as we begin this study,
that is Psalm 19
verse 7, we read that the law of God is perfect.
And
we also sometimes free to show, but I said, for assuredly I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled.
Now, for a second, my team, Mamma said, or soon as I think you know, after I get it to about Connors and as I get to about one every three men.
In John 14:15, we read that if you love me, keep my commandments. And we read in Exodus 20:8-11 that remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Six days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You nor your son. Your daughter, nor your male servant. Nor your female servant. Nor your cattle. Nor your stranger. Who is within your gate. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth. The sea and all that is in them. And rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Thus, in Genesis 2:1-3, we read that thus the heavens and the earth were finished. And all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. In Revelation 4:7, we read that we should fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment has come. And worship him who made the heaven and the earth, and the sea and the springs of water. In Matthew 12:8, we read that for the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath. In other words, what we are saying is that God has given us his commandments, and one of the commandments has to do with worshiping God on his holy day, which is the seventh day. And we know that Jesus Christ was used by God to do the creation. For there was nothing that was made without him. And so he says that the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath. John the Apostle in writing said, he was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Na Yohane ya otro edise me say na me ho hunmu awade da no.
And because he knows the Lord created the world, the Sabbath is the Lord's, so he says he was in the spirit on the Sabbath, which is the Lord's day.
Now when him awade no me say awade na bo we are say no bo me da no enso no.
When Jesus was on earth, he kept the Sabbath.
Yes, pastor, as is on.
Adam and Eve were Sabbath keepers.
Now Adam ne hawan so esie homedano.
Abraham was a Sabbath keeper.
Abraham so esie homedano.
Moses, Isaac, Jeremiah, and Daniel were Sabbath keepers.
And therefore, they carry in esie homedano.
We learned yesterday that Jesus wanted even his disciples to keep the Sabbath till AD 70, when he said, "Pray that the Jerusalem destruction will not happen in winter." Or on a Sabbath day.
Now you see him say, "Kumadere betu amua empo akosi ebrebiya." Now we have a word. Jerusalem so say. Jerusalem say ye ebe baro. The Jesus can say. Jerusalem say. That's move ye. Now we move paye. We don't know about
the destruction of Jerusalem took place in AD 70.
And the Jerusalem say no. Eba Jesus wachi envi ebe son.
So even at that time, God knew that the disciples or the Christians would be worshiping or keeping the Sabbath.
Now you see him say, "Empo sabani ni na no ombako so siye kumeda."
Acts the Apostle tells us that Paul held 84 meetings on Sabbaths in the book of Acts.
As one for human mono, Obadi said, Paul near Siafono, about Sabbath, Bromushe, and Peruduo, and Yorchi and Nai Egum.
The last book of the Bible, Revelation, calls us to obedience.
Now, at this moment, I just want to catch and say, you see, I'm ready.
And typically, and especially to worship God, who is the creator.
Say, yes, some on your mea or your body.
The only thing that reminds us of God being the creator is the Sabbath.
Adia, a kay, a mea, who is on your mea, a body, and a new medal.
In Revelation 14:12, we read that John wrote, "Here is the patience of the saints." These are the people who eventually go to heaven. And there are two distinguishing marks. Here are they that keep the commandments of God. They accept all the commandments of God, and by the grace of God, they keep the commandments of God. Then number two, they have faith in Jesus Christ. So, before heaven, the people who will be taken to heaven are people who keep the commandments, including the Sabbath.
And the one night, before our first, I see you are going to be a person.
Then, in Isaiah 62:22-23, we read that, "For as the new heavens and the new earth which I shall make will remain before me." So shall your descendants and your name remain. For from one new moon to another, from one month to another,
and
from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me. This also proves that even when we have gone to heaven, we'll still be keeping the Sabbath. Throughout eternity, God's people will celebrate the Sabbath to honor him as their creator and redeemer. If the Sabbath was celebrated before sin came to man, and it will be celebrated when the earth is made new, why should the intervening period be a period when the Sabbath will not be kept?
And the other thing we say is that they say, "See, see, we are not born neighbor." They say, "We are seeing, we are seeing, we are seeing." And the people say, "And see, see, we are."
So we will have to keep the law of God.
And the other say, "It is only a symbol."
Let's look at what the Quran says about the Sabbath.
Yet ye near Quran, a kafa, Humeda home.
In Surah 4:154, it reads,
"Quran, what's some of the okay?"
"And for their covenant we raised, and on the other occasion we said, enter the gate prostrating or bowing with humility. And we commanded them, transgress not by doing worldly works on the Sabbath, Saturday. And we took from them a firm covenant." In other words, they caused them, even the farmers, to covenant that they will not work on the Sabbath.
And the apamua wonder why your Quran was a new. Yeah, what should I say? Again, in Surah
265, we read, "And indeed, you knew those among you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, that is Saturday. We said to them, 'Be you monkeys, despised and rejected.'" In other words, because they were not keeping the Sabbath, they were cursed with monkeys and despised. We read in Daniel chapter 5, that 7 verse 25, that God prophesied that a power would think to change times and laws. Here's a clear prediction that an earthly religious power will attempt to change God's law. Bible studies, prophetic studies show that the Roman Catholic Church taught to do this. But God is still the same today as when He made the heavens and the earth. He has not changed. He has not changed what he instituted in Eden. In fact, Bible prophecy calls for everyone everywhere to worship the Creator. Because he's the one who will judge mankind. Tonight, I will read a lot of testimonies and comments from various sources like the Quran to help you appreciate the fact that worship on Sunday has come as a result of a change from the Bible injunction. One cardinal called Gibbons wrote this. You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing sanctification or the sanctity of Sunday. Again, he continued, "The scriptures enforce religious observance of Saturday." What does the Roman Catholic Church say is the mark of her authority? From this book, Sabbath to Sunday, we read, "Almost all churches throughout the world celebrate the sacred mysteries, the Lord's Supper, on the Sabbath of every week." This was the early Christian church. The record records that Christ and his disciples kept no other day apart from Sabbath. So after the apostles, they were still doing the same thing. They met on Sabbath. On Sabbath, they had communion service and so on and so forth. But the book continues to say that yet Christians of Alexandria and Rome, on account of some tradition, have ceased to do this. In other words, they are not keeping it on Sabbath any longer.
Now, the Christians for a free Alexander, any room for a pension, HCC, and I say, I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to for an
air. But why was Sunday chosen rather than some other day of the week? Pagans in the Roman Empire had been worshipping on the sun god for many years. The Roman emperors had even represented themselves as the gods, the sun gods. So on their coins and on their buildings, you will see the sun logo on them. And some theologians believe that the church saw an advantage in compromising with paganism. By adopting a few pagan customs, the pagans will be converted to Christian more quickly than otherwise. And it will also present a united subject for the Roman Empire. And for centuries, Sunday was celebrated not as a holy day, but as a no work day, holy day, no work day. Not as a holy concron, but yeah, no work day.
No work day. Okay. Edi, omo she asie no, omo ye se o we di enye ne eye ahomegida. Ye se wo ye aduma na akọ akọma. Ye nye ne sa. Na fe ye mfanso anyame.
And so both days were kept as holy days.
And o tineke di enye mi no, homeda ne ye som, e na we so ye da ye de gi ahome. Ti ni nyina mo de home.
But the first civil Sunday law was passed in March 7, 3 to 180.
Na ebra wo she mra ne mna kete to ho no eye edi
edi
yesu wa chi no emfie ahasa aduonu ba ko no
and roman
wo she mra
roman emperor constantine was the one who enacted it
nafe roman sudini panina no odi se fe constantine no onu ne de sa mra no bae
he said on the venerable day of the sun let magistrates and people residing in the cities rest and let all workshops be closed.
Was it a da a yet crow? A yet da a dinner to carry a yet for Sierra. One more would be a sum, one more would you mark a band ready to be a yet to be a.
He was still a pagan, but he was the one who did this.
Not all your bosom, some Indian, there's one on a yes, had him.
In the country, however, persons engaged in agriculture may freely and lawfully continue their pursuits.
Now, what more would you have from you, man, this animal and dear? What about my
cross? On Sunday,
a yet for Sierra
could do those things.
Oh, but my animal.
The next step in making Sunday keeping an integral part of Christianity was taking it taken by the Church of Rome in the Council of Laodicea.
Nafe eye Laodicea ishia mo amuye no eye fa eto so mienu a wo mugitu mu se afai kwasi era so so enkoso.
In the year 325, Sylvester, Bishop of Rome, changed the title of the first day, calling it the Lord's Day.
Na Yesu wachi fie asa adionu mu no ena semesa ehia se and the sadan yan friend is a yugadida.
In the year 364, another war law was made.
Neve a year virtuoso ebionoso almost a shame rebu.
That Christians shall not Judaeus, that is, keep the Sabbath and be idle on Saturday, but should work on that day.
Neve no omo can say, Sah, me da mimindano. Momon, you come fancy of me the name of Omo Fanya Duma.
In other words, now they are asking Sunday to be kept holy. And the attacking Saturday worshippers that they should work and not keep it holy.
And in Nanka, yes, Muni, the Yamaka, as I've made a angel come on. Open ye, yes, it abbey. Maybe Dano, for you, Yuma, na, for Sierra Rua, may and Yadima Biera, Yavata, no Sumiami.
But the Lord's Day, they shall especially honor, that is on Sunday, they call Sunday the Lord's Day, they shall honor as being Christians, as much as possible.
Anuti afei dey dey na wotu kan ye kosiera na de. Omo fani die emu na afei omo nsom saa ada no.
And do no work on that day.
Na momo nya aduma biara saa ada no.
In spite of this, Christians were still observing the Sabbath in the 6th century, for Pope Gregory was criticized.
Na emphasize ade ho nyina na nipa bi ho na omo nsom saa ada no. Na saa ai pope yi no e ka ho asem.
You know, when you look at a pope's robe, you realize that the man had a lot of power.
Now, okay, at the idea, here, man, over there, okay, to me,
from where you were seated all the way down.
Yeah.
And he was the one who was ensuring that people will not keep the Sabbath, but they will work on the Sabbath.
Oh no, and I can't say, the
prophets of Antichrist, those who maintain that work ought to be done on the seventh day. They described him as the prophet of Antichrist. Those who were keeping the Sabbath criticized him.
At
that time, the Bible was not available to everyone. Doctrines were passed on by word of mouth to the church members. And it was basically a mixture of scripture and tradition. Until most people really knew the truth as it was taught by Christ and disciples, centuries had passed. So what they had been taught by Christ, the disciples, and on, there were lots of years, and nobody could have access to the Bible, and so it was difficult to actually check what was being said. Until Martin Luther and his Protestant Reformation time, when people began to have access to the Word of God and the teachings of from the Bible.
Because he said Martin Luther and then Crawford and Yakwain and Sakan Bible, no one can you say, sending a Miasam City.
When they started talking about the Bible and the Bible only as the rule of faith.
Never book and say, trust them,
many like Huss and Jeremy paid for their fidelity to the Bible by being burnt at stake.
Now, Huss, Edgar Forbino,
however, after the 6th century, the Sabbath truth lay almost dormant, hidden under centuries of tradition. Few closely examined the Bible to see what the Bible said. Whatever was told them was accepted. Sometimes people accept things without questioning. And because things have been done and said over and over again, they consider them as truth. For centuries, most people believe that, for example, the earth was the center of the universe.
Well,
one of those days that Copernicus got up and said, no, that is not truth. It's the sun which is the center of the universe. And the people that opposed him said he was changing God's heavens. And these were church leaders and religious teachers. Of course, Copernicus was trying to share what is there, what God has already done. Revealing the truth. Merely believing something for a long time does not make it true. The Catholic Church, for 1,000 years before the existence of the Protestant Church, by virtue of a divine mission. Change the Catholic Church, change the day from Saturday to Sunday. And let's read from their catechism, which is the Sabbath day.
And
the answer in the catechism is Saturday is the Sabbath day. And then they will ask, why do we observe Sunday instead of Sabbath? They explain that because the Catholic Church transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. And that change was made by the Council of Laodicea in AD 336. Why, you may ask, did the Catholic Church, by its free and open admission, institute this change? The answer lies, at least in part, in the place of authority accorded by the Catholic Church to tradition. One of the main points of difference between Protestants and Catholics during the early days of the Reformation was over authority of tradition in the church. One of the things that Martin Luther challenged, when Martin Luther declared that he must follow the Bible and the Bible only, he challenged many of the institutions of the Catholic Church that were based solely on tradition. The Council of Trent, this was discussed. They decided exactly what position the church, the Catholic Church, should take on tradition. And its relationship to the Bible, our tradition, the church's tradition, in relation to the Bible.
Asafuno amamre ene ne atrasa mo so eka ye toto ho.
The question was finally settled.
Na fe asemise ane ke se pa no omo de kwawiye.
And they said finally at last, opening on the 18th of January 1562, all hesitation was set aside, and the Archbishop of Reggio made a speech in which he openly declared that tradition stood above scripture.
Afe omo hye mo no bokani nyina no ne ebebe si ye ne se se sei die asoro na mamre ne mumu no ye no gina echen no konkono no.
The church, after changing the day of rest from the Jewish Sabbath on the seventh day of the week to the first, made the third commandment refer to Sunday as the day to be kept holy, as the Lord's day. In other words, after the decision, the church said that in the commandment, you know, they call it the third commandment because one of the commandments have been thrown away, mm-hmm. which is the commandment number two, which has to do with don't make images and don't bow to. They have thrown that long ago. So now there's, in the last one, it has been divided into two to make up the ten. So the Sabbath commandment becomes number three. And so the Sabbath in the number three of theirs had to be changed to Sunday.
And it is you say, Roman 4, okay, come and answer me to know. And now say, Yamaka say, and yet, oh, Nibia, I'm not to be no. And away, you know, free home, and you know, come. And you walk in Kaya, never drink a dunua. And one of you know, and one of you know, you know, my chair, the summary, you know, the Ababa, you do. And you would free back, ever, and me and Sano.
Yeah, so you see, we are talking about the fact that whatever is true in the Bible must be accepted and we must stand for it and live by it.
Yesterday
we tried to explain that the Sabbath in the commandment is the Saturday, the seventh day.
And no, you see, I would say, Humida, I walk a man's simulum, and only because Miminda.
And because questions will be raised, somebody who doesn't understand will raise questions. So tonight we said we will explain why, how it was changed. That is why we are doing this history. But it is also Bible study.
Now, nay, you say, and you never be say, ah, nay, then the people who are so considered, nay, Simminda, so nay, and you say, and you didn't name the year for Sakwa, so actually, I say, say, yeah, considered from by.
So why does the church call the third, not the fourth commandment? I have explained that, so let's go on. That was the Catholic theologian, one Dr. Eck, reasoning, debating with Martin Luther regarding the affirmation that the Bible, I mean, as regards the tradition and the Bible.
And Martin Luther and
he said, the authority of the church could therefore not be bound to the authority of scriptures because because the church had changed the Sabbath to Sunday not by command of Christ but by own authority, that is tradition.
So
at that council, he was arguing from this point that we have earlier on changed the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Now, if we say that the Bible should be the sole authority of the church, then we have erred. We have to go back and reverse it because the Bible wants it on the seventh day. Therefore, the church changed God's law. What was prophesied in Daniel has been fulfilled. But does that mean that because it was prophesied and these people have fulfilled it, we must follow them? Listen to what they say. The observance of Sunday by Protestants is a homage they pay in spite of themselves to the authority of the Catholic Church. The church is above the Bible, and this transference of Sabbath observance to Sunday is proof positive of that fact.
Asafunu ewo to me e chen Bible no saint ni say won na asa e die de sum nyame no e firi mimenda e di akokosiada.
Denied authority of the church, and you have no adequate or reasonable explanation or justification for the substitution of Sunday for Saturday in the third Protestant fourth commandment of God. Listen to this one. From the Catholic record, Sunday is our mark of authority.
No, see, kwasiara no aye yansu shedie, tumi shedie.
Church is above the Bible.
Asoro no eche Bible no.
And then following has been said already.
Na fei ni atwaso ni akara.
The Bible says, "Remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day."
Bible say, "Kai homeda na ero konkron."
The Catholic Church says, "No."
And the Catholic Church says, "Debbie,
but by my divine power, I abolish the Sabbath day and command you to keep holy the first day of the week."
Mimi to me would ye, Macha, Meda Nuya Sumunyameno, na me catch them say, Yamfoko Siada and Yapunko died Sumunyame.
And lo, the entire civilized world now bows down in reverent obedience to the command of the Holy Catholic.
Nahe, and Nipe Ubia Sinina Ubia Bonumuasi, and Sumko Siada, Sasada and Yamada.
Do you remember the question Jesus asked the religious leaders of his day? Do you remember?
Yakai, yes, you so, and some of Bisa.
So why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? And Jesus said, "But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." So Peter and the other apostle said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
It was a Catholic
church that decided that Sunday should be the day of worship for Christians in honor of resurrection. Perhaps the boldest thing, the most revolutionary change the church ever did happen in the first century. The holy day, the Sabbath, was changed from Saturday to Sunday, not from any directions noted in Scripture, but from the church's sense of its own power. This is the Catholic Church speaking. And they continue. People who think that the scripture should be the sole authority should logically become Seventh-day Adventist and keep Saturday holy.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
You know, for the Catholics, the only group that is consistent with Bible is Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Catholic for the almost say Gona Omusha Bible no tin Lady Bible no becano or with this one and Safo we are singing an
for. So if you are not a Catholic and you are keeping Sunday, then leave and join the Seventh-day of the Catholic say.
And it is a what's the one for our home matter Catholic for next I wouldn't have a quite so Sierra dear.
So the Lord said in Matthew 15:9 that, "But in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men." Let's see a few testimonies that our Protestant churches have also given.
Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, whatever. Ezekiel,
before then, Ezekiel 22, 26 says, her priests have violated my law. And have profaned my holy things. They hide their eyes from my Sabbath. And I am profaned among them. Listen to the Episcopal Church. Is there any command in the New Testament to change the day of weekly rest from Saturday to Sunday? None.
So we
have made a change from the seventh day to the third day, from Saturday to Sunday, on the authority of one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church of Christ.
Yes, I we say same thing. I saw the Kronkrono and it was there 2 minutes. One was a son when you made that a Yamemendano and Yakokosiara.
Listen to the Presbyterians. A change of the day to be observed for the last day of the week to the first. There is no record, no express command authorizing this change.
And that, a cannot order a Kaya Yamemendano, yes, Sunday about a da Edicano. Wouldn't you be better going free Bible more? And they catch they say.
Listen to the Luther's people.
The
observance of the Lord's Day Sunday is founded not on any command of God, but on the authority of the church. Then the Methodists take the matter of Sunday. There is no passage telling Christians to keep that day or to transfer the Jewish Sabbath to that day.
Congregationalists
say it is quite clear that however regularly or devotedly we spend Sunday, we are not keeping the Sabbath.
There is not
a single sentence in the New Testament to suggest that we incur any penalty by violating the supposed sanctity of Sunday. Let's listen to the Anglicans. Many people think that Sunday is the Sabbath. But neither in the New Testament nor in the early church is there anything to suggest that we have any right to transfer the observance of the seventh day of the week to the third day. The Sabbath was and is Saturday and not Sunday. Let's listen to the Baptists.
Mm-hmm.
There was and is a commandment to keep holy the Sabbath day, but the Sabbath day was not Sunday. There is no scriptural evidence of the change of the Sabbath institution from seventh day to the first day of the week. So you listen to all the church and the church leaders, and they are all agreeing that God's Sabbath is still Sabbath. It says 7 days Saturday. And so God's people must do God's will.
So when Safua, Acho Monfri Roma Munina Anua, Womunina F was said, Kwasiera Nyeda, Babu Nufosa Yamvan Sumunyame, Na Omunina Ekitumusa.
So the Lord tells that this is love for God. That is 1 John 5:3. This is love for God, to obey His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. Against doctrines of evolution, legalism, the Sabbath points to Christ. So we have to make choices. And the choice is plain. Teachings of tradition or teachings of the Bible. We should choose the Bible against tradition. God's law against human rules. Teachings of Jesus against teachings and thoughts of men. God's command against man's substitute. Truth against error. We must be on the side of the true, the genuine thing, as against the counterfeit. We must choose God's way against man's way. It was Jesus who said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." It is a sin to knowingly disregard God's commandments. So James says that, therefore, to him that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. And in the book of Acts 17:30, we read that in the times of this ignorance, God overlooked it. But now commands all men everywhere to repent. This same Jesus who asks you to remember stretches his hand to you tonight.
Yes, so now hands
once nailed to the cross for your sins and gently calls, "Follow me."
Onu and a baby, you did that were born in some and I'm quite say, was it the machi?
Will you follow your Creator now?
So obedi obadi nwachi.
Will you obey his command to remember the Sabbath day as he made it for you? Will you worship him each week from now on when the Sabbath comes around every seventh day? Will you follow the example of Jesus and apostles each week?
So yes, and
worship your Maker every seventh day
Sabbath.
Why don't you do it God's way?
The
Sabbath is not simply a matter of which day to worship on. But it's a matter of following Jesus. Following him all the way. The Sabbath is not simply a matter of which day to worship on. It's a matter of following Jesus all the way. It is like standing with Adam and Eve as they worshipped in Eden on the first Sabbath.
And it said, Adam and Eve.
The Sabbath is a matter of obeying God's command with Moses when God said, "Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy."
It's
like worshiping on the same day with Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel and the giants of faith in the Old Testament. It is like praising God each Sabbath as the creator of all with Peter, James, and John. Why not do it God's way? It's not a matter of just worshiping God, but a matter of following Jesus all the way. Not following Jesus halfway, but all the way. I am appealing to you once again to accept Jesus as your Savior. If you have not accepted him as your Savior and Lord and have not been baptized, I am encouraging you to do
that.
Reminded us of the things that are very, very important to God. It has helped us to get reconnected to God. It has made things that are very important that we disregarded come back with vigor. We have realized that we don't have time. As individuals and as a world, we don't have time. Jesus is coming back. We must be prepared and help other people to be prepared as well. We should not go back. We should move forward in faith. We should have time for devotion, for Bible study, and for prayer. For the sake of new people that would keep joining us, we must be regular at our prayer meetings and our worship sessions.
The zeal
of worship, people will be impressed the more to decide fully for God. I have heard that people have listened to our TV programs on the net and YouTube and things, our evangelists and our preachers, and when they come to church, they are disappointed because you are not there. Very few people are there. They are not impressed and they go back.
Matisse, yeah, they are calling for the able to have TV show, and they settle as you baby.
If the least we can do is be present at prayer meetings and worship sessions so that friends can join us and be encouraged, that is the least we can do for God. This opportunity is very unique that we can come to God in prayer and tell God all the things we need, and God will do it. Come again and give testimonies, and He will do it. I mean, if we cannot take advantage of this, what else do we want?